Hello, everybody. My name is Clay from My Crazy Ex-Roommate Podcast. And today I'm joined by my two other co-hosts, RJ.
I heard the Robert coming out.
And Lee.
Hi.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. So as you can see by the title, My Crazy Ex-Roommate, we're going to be digging deep into the stories, the shits, the shenanigans of all of our ex-roommates. Some of your ex-roommates, you know, anything that has to do with the torture that we all deal with on a daily basis, having to live with some of these people, me and RJ still having to live with one.
Hello.
But anyway, so, let's start things off slow and easy. Let's introduce everybody to everybody. So let's start with Lee. Tell us about yourself, where you're from, how you ended up here.
First of all, it's not always a good thing to start things off slow and easy, just putting that out there.
Okay, but well, we're not talking about your sex behaviors right now.
I am from South Carolina. I moved to Orlando almost 3 years ago. I moved here to be an intern at a fairly large company in the central Orlando area. My first set of roommates in Florida were the roommates I had at the internship housing. They were awful, as well as the ones that I just currently got rid of. We'll go into that into later episodes. RJ,
I wonder what company that could be that you work for. I mean, you didn't make it obvious.
Honestly,
at all or anything.
No idea. I have no idea.
No clue at all.
But RJ, tell us about where you're from, what you got going.
Yeah.
From.
Well, I'm RJ. I'm from the good old tri-state area of Cincinnati, Ohio. I moved here in 2014, so I've been here for now 6 years. Came down for that good old internship with that very large company, same as Lee, pretty much. and yeah, that's pretty much how I got here.
Okay, Lee.
Yes.
So, there's one thing that you and I can both agree on about having a roommate that doesn't make them crazy, but has benefited both of us in an exponential way since we've had this roommate.
Okay.
And can we both agree that that is Skyline?
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
Literally. I don't know if you guys know.
Five-way or nothing.
Well, it's a three-way for me. Juicy. But I don't know if you guys know, RJ, as he said, is from Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's famous for Skyline Chili, which if you have not tried it, they sell it at Publix. And if you don't know what Publix is, you must not live in Central Florida. You have to try Skyline. It is amazing. But we're getting off topic.
You can't watch this podcast without eating Skyline. That's
My main goal for this podcast is to get Skyline to sponsor it.
Okay, please. So now that we've gotten the introductions out of the way, let's all like kind of volley off of each other and tell everybody kind of how we met.
Not volley.
Yeah, we're gonna volley. We're gonna hit the ball, but not those kindly. But let's kind of talk about how we all met. So as we all know, we all three work for that big company down the road that has us all furloughed right now.
Oh my God.
We all met on the roommate finder page. Yeah. Which if you're from Central Florida.
And you work for this really large company.
You know about it. You know about the roommate finder page. The roommate finder page is just, it is like, okay, so here's my thing about it. You get on there. And these people are like,
first of all, they're different. First of all,
they're
different.
They're all no fats, no femmes, no Asians. Thank you.
First of all,
they're the pickiest people of all time. For them coming out.
But you find so many different types. Like you go into this page and there's so many different types of people in the Central Florida area. It's like, take your pick. It's like walking in an ice cream shop. What do you want to get into?
But it's like you go on there and these people, they're like, they're talking about your credit score needs to be above 850. You can't have, you know, any dogs, any fur, any like, you can't have like literally anything. You can't be a furry.
You also can't have coronavirus.
But like they have like all of these like different specifications of things that you can't do.
You have to be like, single. And you can't have your boyfriend over.
Oh my God. You have to work in certain lands. I'm over it.
Yes. You, if you're in entertainment, you have to be in entertainment. No other people can live there.
I'm gonna vomit.
Because we don't understand, you know? No, but RJ, do you remember? So me and RJ had this, we were looking for, actually is when we were about to move in with you, Lee. Me and RJ and Lee have lived together for almost a year now. But when we were looking for this house, we were scrolling down this roommate finder page, and this guy was looking for a roommate, and I'm not kidding you, his qualifications were, you have to be Christian, you have to be under 30, you can't come home past 10 o'clock, you can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't have people over, the air conditioning can't go below 75 degrees. It was like, the list of rules was like it was worse than when I lived with my parents.
Parents.
You know what I mean?
Parents. Yeah. I know you mean Clay.
Yeah. but yeah, so like, I don't know. I think it's like the culture of the roommate finder is just so, it's weird.
It's very
like
weird.
Those people, like you either have the people who are like desperate just to have somebody move in because they need their rent paid. Or you have the people that, like, if you do not meet every piece of their criteria, you're not moving.
They're like, I'll pay $24,000 a year. I don't give a crap. I really don't care. I'll pay on my own. I will not put the temperature below 75. I won't do it.
And believe me, we've already had the issue in this house because our air conditioning broke because of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so now that we've talked about that, what do you think, like, what is a quality that will consider somebody a crazy roommate?
Do you want off of the personal experience we've had in this house? Are we getting into that yet? Because
I mean, let's save some of the good stuff.
Perfect.
But what is something that you've experienced maybe in this house or like maybe in one of your apartments?
Well, like
that
I said,
you were,
I told you guys that one time when I was in college housing, back when I was in college at USC, there was a girl that I was living with, and she literally put her period-stained panties next to my lipstick on the counter. And I've never seen a crotch of panties that dark brown in my life, and I'm still disgusted thinking about it. So, yeah, that's kind of a crazy roommate, I think, in a way.
I'm actually going to vomit.
I almost did when I seen it. Don't worry.
I will say, I think one of the major characteristics of a crazy roommate that me and RJ have experienced especially is neediness.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, and that's me. Wow, you guys are bringing me up already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. but not just neediness, like as in you know, me and like you needing attention.
I love
like,
attention. Not that kind of I neediness. Love attention.
Me and RJ used to have this roommate who she who shall not be named. And she was, I know there are a lot of those, but she who shall not be named, when we lived with her, she was living off of her parents' paychecks every single week. She told us like how much her parents sold their house for. She's like, yeah, my parents sold their house for $8 million, blah, blah, blah. Granted, me and RJ were living in the house for free, so I wasn't going to complain. I didn't care if she was going to talk about her parents and mansplain to me about it, whatever. But it was like, if you did not go with her places, if you did not do everything with her, if you were not at a theme park every single day for the month of December, you were not talked to anymore.
Oh my God, when
you
I were, vomit.
You were excommunicated. I'm not kidding you. We were at this theme park every single day for the month of December.
And not just the theme park, just in one specific area.
Yeah, one specific area. Because she wanted to stalk people.
For 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah, it was crazy. And she would
almost
do it before
daily.
Work. Like, yeah, when we didn't show up, she would go by herself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. But like, why did we make this podcast? Why do you think... this podcast is needed.
Can I go first? I think, first of all, I think we made it because we needed to get a lot of this off of our chest. I feel like the material that we have built up just in the past year alone in this house together is too much material to withhold from the world. I feel like there's too many crazy events, too many pathological lies that you really just can't help but share. And I feel like when you share those kind of stories about you having crazy roommates, and I feel like when you tell those like bad sides that no one else sees, everyone can really relate, because at least someone in this world has had one crazy roommate. Like, everyone can relate pretty much.
Right. Well, I would also say it's a good thing that we made this podcast, because I feel like, as you said, it gets it off our chest, but we're like, we get to relive these memories. And
oh my God, it makes us closer.
I don't know if I want to be any closer to you, but it does, like, it, I don't know, it's like something, it's like lethargic or like therapeutic about like retelling the stories, because it's like, wow, I really dealt with that for that long, or I really did that for that long.
Or you can be like, that bitch had me fucked up for that long, really?
She did. She absolutely did.
The other she who must not be named.
Ooh. Yep. or you know, the two people that wouldn't let us turn on the air conditioning in a house with 14-foot ceilings because it would run their energy bill up $5 or whatever it was.
Oh my God.
But you know, that's besides the fact, that's a story that we can get into on a later date. But what we'd like to say is, I mean, this is going to be a short first podcast, because we just want you guys to get an introduction to the podcast in and of itself.
And you guys have homework to really think about the Roommate Finder page, so you can see what kind of world that we have to dive into for these people.
Exactly. So, My Crazy Ex-Roommate is the name of the podcast. We're here to tell our story about, you know, all the crazy roommates that we have, the one that we're currently dealing with on the same podcast. We are, you know, we're trying to make the connection from...
How dare you like, call we out live... RJ like that?
I know, it's horrible, right? But we just are trying to make that connection with people who... We live, I think, in the roommate capital of the United States.
Oh,
you know?
For sure. Besides New York City.
For sure. Oh, I think that we might have them beat. Like, honestly, like, with the...
If anyone from New York City listens to this, then tell me if we got them beat or not.
Hand in hand. But yeah, I mean, I think that this is just like a nice lethargic way that if you guys have any stories, or if you have any submissions that you'd like to, you can write it into us. We have,
or we can invite Instagram. You onto this podcast and you can tell it yourself.
Absolutely. We can voice decode you so people don't understand you or whatever, don't know who you are. But we do have an Instagram. It's My Crazy Ex-Roommate. And if you'd like to submit something, you could direct message us on there. You know, we just want to have fun. I think that's the major part of this podcast, is that we've been talking about it for so long that we just like, we want people, you know what I really want out of this podcast?
What, Clayton?
For me to stop saying the word like so much.
Exactly. And I hope that happens.
We all hope for that. But we just want to like open up the forum to like everybody. We want to hear your stories. We want everybody to give us their stories, because we all know that if you live in Orlando, you have a crazy story.
And I promise we'll give you a different banger every single week, because we got a line of them.
We do. I mean, just in this house alone for the past year, we have stories for years. But me and RJ have lived in so many different places just in the past 5 years that we can give you, you know.
And if the period panties don't hook you into my stories, I don't know what will.
Exactly. And I will say, this is a different cast of characters. You have Lee, who is...
don't even go there. My dad might listen to this. Don't even go there.
Well, you have Lee that is going to give you the crazy side of the story. She's going to be really, you know, informative. Then you have RJ, who's not going to say anything the whole entire time. And I just have to keep the show on his
RJ
tracks,
just
know?
Pipes into fact check.
Yeah, RJ's like the producer role of the story.
Yeah. You'll hear him sometime.
But as I said, this is My Crazy Ex-Roommate. You guys can follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Ex-Roommate. We're going to be making a Twitter soon. So as soon as we have that up, we will make sure to post that. But yeah, My Crazy Ex-Roommate on Instagram. But my name is Clay.
My name's Lee.
And I'm RJ.
And RJ, you had to hold it longer than anybody else, didn't you?
Exactly.
But thank you guys for listening. If you like, make sure to subscribe. We're going to try to have a new episode out at least once a week. But make sure to repost this. Tell all your friends about it. Listen every week and have a great night.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.